It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are going to focus on water-related matters in Tuolumne County. We're pleased to be joined by Don Perkins, who is the general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, and also Barbara Balin, who is the TUD board president. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us, BJ. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll go around the table here first. Don Perkins, we had you on several months ago. You were the interim TUD general manager, so congratulations on now being the general manager, official general manager for TUD. For anybody who's unfamiliar with your background, what did you do prior to this position?
Well, prior to this position, I was the operations director for the district. I've been with the district now just a little over 22 years. I started out in the water treatment part of the house and just have worked my way up till finally I've made it to the general manager position. So,
and board president Balin, congratulations on being reelected president for another year. What is your background beyond in water?
In water, my background is U.S. Forest Service. I was a career district archaeologist, retired out in 2012, and I was part of a lot of interdisciplinary teams. And so what that meant is that we would all, let's say for a timber sale or whatnot, I would work with the hydrologists, I would work with our tribal leaders to find the best remedy for vegetation management, timber sales, et cetera. And so I helped with that effort through the 70s, 80s, 90s. In 2000 and beyond, probably about 40 years, worked in the Stanislaus Complex fire of 87 in the aftermath of that. And so I'm pretty much familiar with water, fire, drought, cultural resources, and interdisciplinary resource-related teams.
Well, it's great to have both of you with us here this morning. I'll go back over to Don Perkins. What would you say are kind of the goals and priorities you have as general manager for the district?
Yeah, well, first, to provide a safe and rewarding work environment for our employees and all the staff there at TUD. You know, I often say that, you know, we don't just work at TUD, we live in the community. We live in the community that we serve. And therefore, you know, we're all invested and we care deeply about what we do and who we serve. And so my hope is that all of the employees down there understand that they're valued and we cherish them and want them to feel like they have input and help us complete our mission. Water rights acquisition is another top goal priority. Investing in certainty, as Barbara would say, securing senior water rights and water storage for Tuolumne County, finally. This will likely be the last opportunity we have. Something like this doesn't come around all the time. This county has struggled with this for over 100 years. And, TUD and PG are working closely together, working hard to finally execute a purchase and sale agreement this year.
And Board President Balin, anything you'd like to add about the goals and the priorities on the horizon?
Let me just add, I think Don explained it really well, but as far as the board, we have evolved to a much more complex regulatory environment, and so we need to consider that along with, of course, our health and safety. We're always looking for ways to secure our water. As Don said, we need to invest in certainty, not just reliability. Water security is something that is very important in the face of drought and providing water for all of our needs in our community. So as we move forward in the future, I think, and adapting to climate change as well. Our water portfolio, we are working on diversifying, great relationship with our partners in PG&E. And we're diversifying our revenue portfolio as we hopefully move into hydro and maybe some recreation, strengthening our community partnerships and visibility. And again, the acquisition of PG&E, and of course, our health and safety tanks and all our assets. So I think we've got it covered here.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to just kind of comment on, just kind of challenges on the horizon for TUD over this next year? Question to either one of you.
Well, I think it's, again, the regulatory environment, the state, having unchecked demand, water demand on a finite resource is putting stress throughout the state. And so our water security and reliability, again, and now we have these additional stressors, which are fire and drought, climate change, like I mentioned, and other community environmental stressors. Our job is to make sure that water flows as in a rural environment with lots of hazards, et cetera. I mean, an example was a couple of weeks ago when PG&E system, everybody rallied. I mean, it was phenomenal. And that's, I think, the major, we can only face these challenges by all working together, all of us in this community. And I think that we're really lucky to live here because everybody, when the chips are down, we rally. And so that's what we've got going in our favor for these challenges on the horizon.
Go back over to General Manager Perkins. What is the situation right now when it comes to water supply and looking at kind of the drought conditions of recent years and how we're faring right now?
Sure. Well, the impacts of drought is being felt throughout the mountain communities. We don't necessarily see the benefit of water conservation or have access to the water that we conserve. So, you know, the drought in California are only getting worse. Hotter summers, drier dries. And when we do get storms, they come in the form of atmospheric rivers like we've just seen. A few months ago, we saw one of the highest 24-hour rain totals events ever in California in certain areas. And just recently in December, you saw one of the more significant snowstorms that's come through the area. And both of those were atmospheric river events, and we just need to learn from those events.
Quick question. You said that we don't have access to the water we conserve. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if we conserve a certain amount of water, we're at the top of the hill, and the water is necessarily going to travel downstream. It will likely go into Maloney's or Don Pedro, where most of that water will evaporate, if not all of it, or it gets used, you know, for beneficial use downstream of us.
And anything on those topics that you'd like to add, Board President Baylor?
Just a few things. As Don was saying, conservation is easier and more straightforward to visualize when you're below what's called the rim dams. And the rim dams are Maloney's, Don Pedro, Folsom, etc. And so when you conserve water, you're saving it for use the following year. Above the rim dams, we just don't have that luxury of a large water impoundment up above us to draw from in times of drought. The other thing, though, I do want to comment on is these atmospheric rivers that have been pretty much predicted, you know, where we get all our rainfall maybe in a couple of weeks or so. Those, when you look at vegetation management, and removing a lot of vegetation to bare mineral soil, which is a really great idea. But we look at our watershed and our water quality, and so we need to look at our storm water and our ability to treat the water when not just in, so in other words, we are very concerned about the quality of water and the quantity of water during drought, but we're also now beginning to look at what does this mean in terms of how we're managing the county for drought, how that might impact our stormwater quality and the sediment and whatnot in Phoenix Lake, for an example. And so we're looking at the atmospheric rivers and the potential for deluge and what that does to our system as well.
Need to take a break. We're talking about water issues in Tuolumne County. We're joined by the board president of the Tuolumne Utilities District, Barbara Balin, as well as the new general manager for TUD, Don Perkins. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute.